好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。 欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. This is Elle.
Hi, I'm Susan. Now first, let's begin the review part.
The first one, lemon. 我们说过 lemon 是那种想象中很好但是结果非常不好的东西，可以只是车，也可以只是一个馊主意。The second one, going bananas.
Going bananas 就是要发疯了。
And the third one is shoot the breeze. 聊天。And the fourth one,
Through the grapevine.
从葡萄藤来的消息呢，就是指小道消息。
Okay, now 我们上次说的一个，我身体不舒服，有两种。
I'm under the weather.
I'm under the weather, 就是身体出状况了，要需要请假的那种。如果说身体稍微有点不舒服，就是 out of sorts.
Out of sorts, S-O-R-T-S, out of sorts.
I feel out of sorts today, 就是可能今天太累了而已。
Let's begin our new lesson. The first one, 我们要说跟鱼相关的几个词组。The first, a fish out of water.
离开水的鱼。
我们中文有如鱼得水。翻过来，如果一个鱼离开了水，
如鱼失水，
就好像你所处的环境十分不融洽，感到非常别扭，很难堪。比如说我有一个 like this.At the conference, I was a fish out of water. All the speeches was in French, a language I never studied.
参加那个会议真让我觉得很别扭。所有的发言人讲话都是用法语，可我从来没有学过这个语言。
真是。Everybody else at the party ended up in the swimming pool.But I was a fish out of water because I can't swim.
参加聚会的每个人最后都到游泳池去游泳了。我真感到别扭，因为我不会游泳。
你真的是 a fish
out of water.
Yes. And the second one about fish is to teach a fish how to swim.
教鱼怎么学游泳。It's kind of
班门弄斧。如果要 teach a fish, well, my son, fresh out of college, keeps telling me how to run my business, but I've been making good money for 30 years, so he's teaching a fish how to swim.
这个父亲说，我的儿子大学刚毕业，可他却不断地来告诉我应该怎么做生意。我三十年来生意做得很好，赚的钱也不少。所以呢，他来告诉我怎么做生意，简直就是班门弄斧，多余了。
对，这个孩子可能还不知道自己在做啥事，但是有的人却真是他自己的骄傲。The day after I got my private pilot license, I told this man at the party all about how to fly an airplane. Later, I learned that he was an airline pilot who flew jumbo jets.I've been teaching a fish how to swim.
Jumbo jets 就是
大型的喷气机，大型 jumbo, jets 就是那种直升机了。
说在我得到飞行员执照后的一天，在一次聚会上告诉一个人该怎么驾驶飞机。后来听说那个人是开大型喷气机的飞行员，而我却在滔滔不绝地告诉他怎么驾驶飞机，简直就是班门弄斧。
That's right. Okay, the third one about fish is fish or cut bait.
Cut bait, bait 是钓鱼的鱼线，对吧？
鱼饵。如果要是剪掉鱼饵或者诱惑物呢，你就是 fish, 要么钓鱼 or cut bait, 要么就把这个鱼饵剪断，就是你要么干这个，要么就什么都别干。
Is it?
不要举棋不定，当机立断。
Okay.
Son, either go to college or go out and find a job yourself. It's time to fish or cut bait.
说你要么就去上大学，否则就出去找个工作，是做出决定的时候了。
对。还有一个例子是一个卖汽车的人对顾客说的话。 Mr. Wilson, you asked me to hold that red convertible until you made up your mind whether to buy it. Well, I've got another custom. Who wants it? So it's time for you to fish or cut bait.
这是一个汽车商人说的，说 Wilson 先生，你要我把那辆红色敞篷车先留一下，等你做出决定后究竟买不买。现在呢，另一位顾客想要那辆车，所以呢，我得请你做出最后决定了。
赶紧做决定。
Fish or cut bait.
Bait 是鱼饵或者诱惑物。Now, the last one, cold fish.
Cold fish, 冷鱼。
冷鱼是指那些对人很冷淡，很不友好，根本没有意思和别人友好相处的人。这些人好像一般都不太受欢迎了。Let's now invite Joe to the party. He's such a cold fish. He was spoiled for everyone else.
说别请 Joe 来参加这次聚会，他这个人对人太冷淡又不友好，他要来了别人都会觉得很扫兴。
要是因为对人冷淡不合群不受欢迎不被邀请去还好啦，但是如果要是因为这样的一种性格而影响到事业，那就不怎么样了。
And I'm not going to vote for that man for senator. He's too much of a cold fish. I shook hands with him once, and it was like shaking hands with a dead fish.
是说我才不投那个候选人的票呢，他实在是一个很不友好的人。有一次和他握手，冷冰冰的样子简直就像一条死，简直就像和一条死鱼握手一样。
这种，你知道现在有那个，
Awful.
现在有那个金老师讲那个礼仪。非常著名人民大学的老师，戴个眼镜，一个男的，然后他就会经常就是讲各种各样的礼仪，说
握手
不能时间太长，劲儿不能太大，而且也
不能抖得太厉害
啊，对，然后各种各样的要求。 Well, it's interesting. 好，简单复习啊，四个跟 fish 有关。 The first one, a fish out of water,
就是鱼周围气氛很不融洽，显得很别扭。
想想鱼出了水是什么状态。The second, to teach a fish how to swim.
教鱼怎么游泳就是班门弄斧。
还有一种说法就是班门弄斧，去 to teach grandma to suck eggs. 教祖母去数鸡蛋。Well, this is used too. Okay, the third one,是 fish or cut bait.
就是要么钓鱼，要么就把鱼儿剪掉，那就是要做出最后决定，
不要再拖拖拉拉的。 The last one, cold fish, 是指那种
不受欢迎，
性格冷淡，
性格冷淡，因而不受欢迎
的人。 Okay, that's all for part two. Part one.
Let's
begin part two.
You can't wait, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Real and Relax. 您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.cooler.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
我们想就是接着还上次的内容，上次有一句话是说我想你应该请病假了，今天我们说请病假这个应该怎么说。
I think I'll call in sick. Call in sick.
这是美国人一般说 call in sick today， 或者说 please excuse me from work
today。excuse me from work 就是能够请假了。
如果病得很重呢，本人就不能亲自打电话，然后就由其他人代打电话，就会说 he wants to call in sick today。
he wants to call in sick， 最重要的是 call in sick， right？
如果因为重病需要住院或者长期疗养，那就要请一段时间的假了，对吧？那个就是
Could I have a sick leave for a week? Sick leave 就是请长期的病假，
或者是请一个月。Have a sick leave for a whole month.
Okay, leave 就是休假
了。
Marketing department,
may I speak to Mr. Walker?
He's out sick today.
Out sick.He's out sick today. 就是今天生病
out,
没上班
out 然后也 sick 然后今天就是生病没上班了。
Next one. Hi, you don't look well. Is anything the matter?
I'm afraid I'm coming down with a cold. I think I have fever.
Really? I think you should call in sick and take a rest at home.
I think so too. Later.
Hi, Michael speaking.
Boss, this is James Walker. I have a cold, so please excuse me from work today.
No problem, James. I hope you get well soon.
I think one day's good rest will do it.
Ah, take as much rest as you need. After all, you've been working too hard lately.
Well, thank you very much for your deep concern. I will get back to work as soon as possible.
这些都是商务用语当中，也不算是商务用语，但是也跟工作很相关了。我们来仔细说一下吧。从最开始。
You don't look very well. 你看起来不怎么样，就感觉脸色不太好。Is there anything wrong?
I'm afraid I'm coming down with a cold.
Coming down? 感冒了。
就是被传染了。
Yes, and I had a fever.
他说那我想你应该请病假了。You should call in sick and take a rest at home. 在家里歇着吧。
然后一会儿就给老板打电话，然后听他怎么是请病假。Boss, this is 谁谁谁。I have a cold, so please excuse me from work today.
请允许我今天在家歇一天吧。
然
后说，基本上接电话的人都会有一个祝福的，就是我希望你早日康复。I hope you get well soon.
希望你早日康复。I think one day's good rest will do it.
一天休息一天就差不多了。
好，休息一天就够了。Well, boss 说 ，take as much rest as you need. 需要休息多久都行。After all, 毕竟 you've been working too hard lately. 你最近工作太辛苦了。
挺 considerate.
对
，considerate.然后说谢谢多谢您的关心 Thank you very much for your deep concern.
Deep concern. I'll get back to work as soon as I can. 我会尽快回去上班。说到这个感冒然后回去上班，东方人或者中国人啊，跟西方人是完全不一样的想法。如果要是中国人的话，我们会很 praise 那种带病坚持的，对吧？但是西方人就会
不要带病坚持。
对，如果你的孩子在西方上学，如果有感冒的话，就立刻请病假，因为你去学校你会传染到其他人，所以 stay rest at home 最好了 ，right？
Now let's move on to the third part, the story part. 今天我们要说的是和婚礼有关的。迷信
还是继续迷信 Superstitions about weddings、
A bride and groom will have bad luck if they see each other on their wedding day before their ceremony
这个听过电视里也看过新郎新娘若在婚礼当天举行仪式前不能见面否则是不吉利的、
The bride who married on the sunny day would be happy, wealthy, and successful.
婚礼当天天气晴朗，新娘会交好运哦。
Next one, if one marries on Wednesday, one will be happy. If one marries on Friday or Saturday, one will be unhappy.
如果星期三结婚就是特别吉利，如果星期五、星期六结婚就不吉利。不过这个好像跟中国的就会冲突吧，因为中国不是三六九嘛，一定会有个六了。
下一个是比较很难 avoid 的。
对。
If two couples have their weddings at the same time and the same place, one of the couples will be unhappy.
这可能对西方的那种教堂来讲的。如果两对男女同时同地举行婚礼，其中有一对将会有灾难哦。这个不知道。
It is bad luck to try on a wedding gown before the ceremony.
婚礼前试穿婚纱不吉利。那怎么知道合适不合适？
对呀、可能就是说除了在婚纱店试之外，拿回来就不要再试了。to lose the wedding ring is considered to be a sign that something evil is going to happen.
丢失结婚戒指不吉利。
A bride should step over the church, see with her right foot if she wishes to be happy.For all her life.
如果要是进教堂的话，婚礼举行的时候，新娘若想一生幸福，右脚需先跨进门槛。要先迈右脚。
The right foot.
Yeah. 对。
The best day for a wedding is the day when the moon is full.
月圆时结婚，大吉。
The best month for wedding is June. June was named after Juno.
Juno.
The Roman goddess. a goddess of marriage. So it was considered lucky to get married in the month controlled by her.
六月结婚大吉，英文 June 词源是朱诺，古罗马的天后也是就是赫拉了。就是朱诺也是婚姻的女神，在六月结婚，人们会相信受到这位女神的庇护。
还好，那就大家以后选，不管她是不是 superstition 吧，还是选择在 June 结婚吧。
其实英文中各个名字都是跟古罗马的神灵有关。第一月 January
源于门神
Janus。三月 March
源于战神
Mars。五月 May
源于大地女神麦雅，
六月 June
源于天后朱诺，
天后朱诺，
人们还是比较喜欢在六月结婚的，
人家说现在那个朱诺就是赫拉是正式的那个神，然后美迪亚，it's a long story, maybe we can tell later.
Okay, now let's call it a day.
Okay, see you.
Bye.